Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to address the topic of sharing credit
Ooh.
At work. Yeah, our question comes from a person who worked on a team with a colleague who did almost no work.
Ooh.
Now it's expected that they share the credit for a very successful project.
Oh, boy, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, I know it would.
I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Because this is what really goes on.
Yes.
So let's just go. Casey, what's our question?
Okay. I'm part of a design team, and me and another designer paired up to create a new campaign that my boss really likes. We are supposed to be cooperative with each other and give each other credit for anything that we accomplish as a group. But my partner for this project literally did nothing. I don't think it's fair for her to get credit riding on my hard work. What should I do?
Oh, Kathy, I'm gonna pass this one.
You're gonna pass it to me. There is no justice here. There's no. I mean, it's not gonna be good. There's no way to slice this.
Yeah.
But I say, in public, give them credit.
Uh huh.
Behind the scenes, you have to have a hard conversation with them and with your boss.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed is when you do that, they feel terribly guilty, and they know, and they tend to downplay it. I mean, if they don't, then there's a problem. Then there's something wrong with them.
Right. If nothing registers, if they're confused.
If they think, yes, I did half that project. Yeah, yeah. And they take all the credit with you. There is something off there.
Yeah.
It's when you take this very personally and you want to, you know, what the problem is, you're going to look like the bad one.
Right, if you complain.
Well, your intention, if you say, okay, well, I'm going to get up in front of all my colleagues and I'm going to take all the credit, what'll happen is you're going to look like sour grapes. I don't know, there's all kinds of terms for you're going to look like the one with the problem.
Yes.
But if you're gracious about it and then handle it behind the scenes, no one's going to know. And this person is going to have to, in my opinion, own up to it. I think that's the way it's handled best.
I love that. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the internal experience here, which is it is not fair.
No.
So we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge your feelings about it and the fact that it would probably, you did work very hard and you may be very frustrated that this individual is getting that credit.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have the intention of correcting it behind the scenes. What I would say is important also is to use the term of working with you is killing me, do some unhooking on your part before you talk to anybody. So you want to strike when the iron is cool. And that could involve, we talk about unhooking, you know, physically. So to work out maybe several times for several weeks. Unhooking mentally, so to take an inventory of the situation and maybe talk to someone else, a neutral person, so you can kind of download your feelings about it. And then you can do the verbal unhooking, which would be go and address these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I think you do have to be in the right place, not out of your frustration and anger. So I completely agree with you. You know, I remember we once had this incident where one of our books, The editor who bought the book left, went on to a different place. And then we inherited this young editor that didn't really get it. I don't know. We just ended up not using him. We used editors outside. And then when it finally landed on his desk, he had virtually nothing to say. He had a little bit to say. And actually, it was kind of helpful. But, you know, he got a lot of credit.
Yes.
And then there was one point where I was on the phone with him, and I just got accustomed to giving him credit. And then at one point he said to me, and I don't think you were there. He said, you and I both know I didn't do anything.
Ah, yes. I think you relayed that conversation.
And there was a tremendous moment of satisfaction because he knew, but I didn't need anyone else to know. Who cared. I mean, we were going to get all the credit anyway.
Right.
I mean, in his company, if they wanted to give him credit, then, you know, let him, he'll work on another project and we'll see how that goes. You know, I didn't feel a responsibility to really, you know, I mean, and he bothered us a lot. For instance, he would never call us at any other time but 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Yes.
Which was quite insulting. Anyway.
Special feeling.
So I and that's been my experience throughout other situations where mm-hmm. I've given other people credit.
Yeah.
And then they usually own it at a certain point behind closed doors.
That's really interesting. So once you do cool off and you're ready to actually talk to this individual, Kathy, what is it that one would say to your colleague that didn't do anything?
I mean, if it was a big success, I think you can say, you know, I just, this is great. It's really great that we had this kind of success. And I personally felt I carried the weight. And mm-hmm. most likely they're going to say you did.
Right.
And I learned a lot from you.
Yeah.
Or they're going to say something.
Yeah.
I've never seen that backfire. Have you?
No. And I like the way you put it, actually, that instead of saying I resent the fact that I didn't get credit, saying that the truth is that I really carried the weight here.
Mm-hmm.
I like that because mm-hmm. it's sort of owning what you did, and it's probably not very easy to dispute.
And I think the person you really want to have this conversation with is your manager, supervisor, boss, whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it, and let them know. And chances are they know.
Right.
They just know. You know, they tend to know this kind of thing. They could tell the quality of the work. There's a consistency. And many times bosses do this on purpose. They pair a weak person yes. with a strong person because they want that weaker person to grow. And sometimes they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you always want to take the high road in this case. It is just not going to make you look good if you don't.
Right.
You know, in many corporations, when we give lectures, we go and, you know, there's always some kind of accolades before or after to everyone who put on the event.
Yeah.
And the thank yous go on ad nauseum. And sitting there as, you know, as we're just the two of us.
Yeah.
We don't have to thank that many people. I always wonder is how much they really want to give all the thanks to all those people, have them stand up. Like you always wonder, right. you know, wait a minute, I only spoke to you 90% of the time. These people really, what do they do?
That's
anyway,
such an interesting
I think that
point.
Everybody faces a certain amount of this.
Right. I think you're right. And I also think what's interesting about it is that you have to, in some ways, you have to look at it through the long view, you know, that you've got a long career. You are a performer, obviously. You create great results. This is something happening along the process. It's not unusual, what you're saying, to be paired with somebody who's a lower performer mm-hmm. if you're really capable. And all you need to do is behind the scenes make sure that the right people know.
Right. I also, you know, I think your successes will never go away.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else's success based on someone else's work, that's going to go away for them.
Right.
Like when people steal our things, you know, whether it's our ideas or our books or information, I always think, you know, well, good luck. I'm already 10 steps ahead of that one.
Yeah.
You know, if you had to take my stuff, what, you don't have anything.
Right.
So I think I would prefer people thought that way mm-hmm. and they see the fact that they've carried their weight, they've done their good job, that's really all that matters,
mm-hmm.
is that you know that you did your best. I guess the big thing I really want to say here is that it doesn't make you look good to accuse others
of not doing their job.
Right.
Ooh, that's such a hard lesson, I think.
Well, does it ever work?
No, but I just think the fairness, if you're a fairness-oriented person, it's a very tough thing to swallow.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't feel good, and you do have to, you know, unhook, and you have to work out, and you have to go through that whole process of resentment.
Yeah.
That's going to come with it, but that doesn't mean you act on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that's right. The hard part here.
Good. So we're talking about...
That's my opinion. I mean, other people may disagree with me.
That you should...
Yeah, I think there are people that would disagree with me, that would have you corner that person and argue with them and confront mm-hmm. them. I do think that.
Right. Well,
I don't know.
I'm not one of those people who will disagree with
That's
you.
Not how we advise it.
Well, and because to your point, we always talk about the advantage of taking the high road is that your reputation stays intact.
Right.
There's no question about your caliber, not just of the caliber of your work, but the caliber of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree. And actually, we've talked about this as well in watching some of the most successful executives that we've worked with. They always take the high road.
I would say that's why they're successful.
Right.
Is they don't have a need to make anyone else look bad.
Yeah.
I don't understand that whole thing of, you know, making others look bad. I mean, I think others make themselves look bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really your job. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk more about this topic about, you know, when to give others credit and when not to.
And if you want to get on our email list, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's 228-28. And type in My Crazy Office, all one word. You can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Hey, welcome back. I really like this topic in terms of, you know, giving others credit and not or not giving others credit. And I know that a lot of people struggle with this. I get asked this a lot.
Yeah.
You know, do I have to give everyone credit or, I mean, it's always a question and I think it's a legitimate question.
Absolutely.
But I think it's a good idea to give people credit.
Well, you know, the thing that I think, I mean, I'm with you, and I know we've talked to certain individuals whose bosses take credit for everything they've done.
Right.
And that's a particularly hard pill to swallow.
Well, credit stealers, that's a different topic.
Uh-huh.
That's completely different.
Yeah.
We could get into that if you want.
No, we could talk about sharing credit. I mean, the other...
Sharing credit is the complete opposite of stealing credit.
Absolutely.
It's where you... Even if that person just brought you a cup of coffee that helped you do that presentation, you give them credit because they made your life easier.
Yes. You know, I will say the person who taught me the most about this is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because every single thing my father would do for her, she would give him credit for.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a marriage tip. He must have loved that.
He ate out of her. I mean, he loved it. Absolutely. And he did more and more. And I think that's to your point, right? The more we give people credit, the higher is the likelihood that they'll want to do more for us and with us.
Just try it with a waiter or a waitress.
Yeah.
If you tell them how terrific they're doing, you get free food sometimes, or maybe not free food. But it happened to me the other day. I really shouldn't say the supermarket because I was with my husband. We were buying coffee, and I only wanted a half a pound. But for some reason, I could just tell he needed to be cheered up. So I just started to tell him how great he was doing this whole thing. I ended up getting a pound for the cost of a half a pound. And then my husband was standing there, and he looked at my husband, who was like, all right, I'll give you the same deal. And we ended up getting, 2 pounds of coffee for the cost of 2 half pounds. Anyway, and all we did was pay him compliments and tell him how great he was.
Yeah.
And I think people really thrive on positive feedback. And really, what does it take for you to give it? Not that much.
Well,
it's generosity.
Generosity. And I think trusting that if you give some, because I think some people feel like if they give someone credit, they somehow lose credit,
Oh.
And so that can be the tricky part. And I also know what we've talked about in working for you isn't working for me. Like any kind of superior who feels threatened, the best way to make them feel less threatened is to give them credit, right? Give them credit for their ideas, for their expertise, for their specific areas of knowledge, for their way of handling a meeting. So in most situations, the more you can find something to give someone credit for, the better they're going to be viewing you. Is that what we're saying?
Well, I think the more they're going to, the better they're going to feel about themselves, and therefore want to be around you, because all of a sudden they notice they feel better around you. And really, what is wrong with that? I mean, if everyone can adapt that philosophy, you know what? I'm just going to give everyone credit today.
Yeah,
you know, the person who stepped out of my way, thank them. everything that happens, if you start thanking people and giving them credit, wow, you're such a kind person, I really appreciate when you do that, you're going to start to see that people will be more generous with you.
Uh-huh.
I think it is a generous spirit that can give credit.
Like there's an abundance of credit available.
Exactly.
Yeah. So are we saying then, in terms of sharing credit, you should always share the credit?
I think you should.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably extreme situations where you shouldn't, but I think in general, you should share credit in public.
Yes.
What you do in private is another story.
Yeah.
You can be honest with someone in private. But I think when, if you're working with someone on a project and you don't share the credit, everyone will see that.
Right.
And you look like the smaller person.
Right.
When you're not the problem, why are you making yourself the problem?
Right. Okay. So we're really talking about this as almost a professional development skill.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That sharing the credit is something you should practice in as many ways as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I think the person that it's most challenging to do that with would be someone who you may have a resentment against for whatever reason.
I would say that's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the person who tripped you up.
Yeah.
Or
who lied to you.
Or let you down. All kinds of things.
Yeah. Didn't ever show up for any of the meetings that you planned. Didn't do their part of the job.
No, or maybe they even hurt the job.
Yeah.
They got in the way.
Right.
But again, is that going to make you look bad? You should always ask yourself that question.
Uh-huh.
How am I going to look?
Yes.
All right. I'm not the problem here, so how am I going to look? And that's many times we get into a power struggle or we get into a fight with somebody at work.
Yeah.
We look like the problem.
Right.
So you have to really decide when is the right time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that giving credit is a generous spirit, and it never, I don't think it backfires.
I'm with you, and I think that in some cases it's going to take some rigorous internal work to be able to do it with a straight face.
I think that's true, and it should be authentic. You don't want it to be through clenched teeth. And I want to thank so-and-so. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there's someone with whom you know you need to share credit, but you're feeling particularly angry at or resentful towards or whatever, hurt by, it's probably good to talk to someone on the sidelines about it, process it for yourself, right? Get through those feelings so that you can come out the other side and understand best for your career is to be able to still share the credit.
Right. Right. And you don't have to share it 100%, but you have to share it. So in other words, you don't have to say, you know, and my partner here, you don't have to make a big deal. You can say, and I want to thank so-and-so for their contribution. It was well received. You don't have to go over the top, but you don't really need to bring attention to the fact that they may not have done a good job. Everyone already knows that. You can trust that this person will take themselves down. You don't have to take them down.
It's interesting because it is almost an act of faith, right? Faith in the fact that the truth will reveal itself over time.
It does.
In performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So share the credit. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories about sharing the credit to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.